The next patient is Sandra Hinman. The last name is H-I-N, like in November, M-A-N. Number one, the patient has a chronic kidney disease stage 2. The patient has a creatinine of 0.87, a BUN of 14, and the estimated EFR remains to be 70, period. There is no activity in the urinary sediment. The amount of protein is around 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, arterial hypertension. The patient claims, and according to the journal that she brought, the blood pressure is under control most of the time, except when she comes to the doctor's office that goes elevated, period. In the past, we had prescribed clonidine 0.1 milligram for a systolic above 150. That very seldom happens, period. Number three, hyperlipidemia. The serum cholesterol this time was consistent with 336 milligrams, with an HDL of 50 and an LDL of 219, and the triglycerides are 337. Period. The patient does not tolerate the statins. The patient is advised to go in a plant-based diet. That is the only way that we will be able to control this condition. The husband knows exactly what to eat, and the products that will be helping her to maintain or to deal with the cholesterol that is not this high. Following number, the patient has a history of left breast cancer that is followed by the oncologist. Following number, the patient has a history of nephrolithiasis that as of April the 8th, 2022, has disappeared according to the renal ultrasound, period. Following number, the patient has a history of DVT, taking Eliquis 2.5 milligrams POVID. The reevaluation of this case because of the hyperlipidemia will be done in 4 months, and we insisted that she has to follow a low sodium diet, a plant-based diet, and avoid excessive amount of fluid. Period. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the imaging and the lab as well as the chart in the face-to-face, 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.